3, an invitation. A good invitation fills us with joy. More books have been written about Jesus than about any other person or subject in history. This audiobook you are listening to is not a book with all the answers. It is just a simple, approachable, digestible starting point for anyone who shares my yearning to rediscover Jesus. It too is an invitation. There is a wonderful joy that comes from discovering something or someone for the first time. There is also an immense joy that comes from rediscovering something or someone. When I come home from a trip, whether I have been gone for 2 days or 2 weeks, I get the joy of rediscovering my wife and children. To rediscover is a beautiful thing. It's time to rediscover Jesus, not just for our own sake, but for our children and their children, for the sake of our local church communities, for society at large, and for all humanity. Look around you. The world is constantly grappling with crisis and war. People are weary from the dysfunction of their own lives. The chaos is crying out for order. The complexity is crying out for simplicity. At every level in society, from the beggar on the street to the leader of nations, we are all looking for something to solve the crisis of our lives and of our times. It is time to stop looking for something and to start looking to someone, Jesus of Nazareth. For more than 2,000 years, he has been performing miracles in the lives of ordinary men and women. Now, he wants to perform miracles in you and through you. Are you ready? Point to ponder. It's time to stop everything, pause a little, and consider God's invitation. Verse to live. I came so that they may have life and have it more abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. Question to consider. What area of your life will benefit most from accepting God's invitation to rediscover Jesus? Prayer. Jesus, thank you for all the times you have invited me to rediscover you and your message. Help me not to squander this opportunity.